There's only one person dressed as a stormtrooper, I think, though.
Oh, no worries, man. You can hang out. It's cool.
You there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready, yeah.
All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1. From an undisclosed Starbucks location, our weekly conversation with Rick Limpert, who updates his website daily, wirelesswednesday.live. Rick, updating daily is a hard thing to do, but you're always up for the task.
It's part of my daily routine, Sully, and the Force is with me today because there's a Star Wars convention here at the undisclosed Starbucks where I'm at, so I'm kind of laying low.
You have a unique way of running into these sorts of things. Are you seeing any stormtroopers? What movie is most prominent in this Star Wars convention?
I couldn't tell you that, but there was one kid I think dressed as a stormtrooper. But there's a whole gathering of Star Wars fanatics at the other side of the Starbucks here. So if you hear any lightsaber action or Darth Vader heavy breathing, you'll know why.
Absolutely. Well, we will be ready for that. And those people who are in costume today and enjoying themselves, they are doing great things by keeping their self-esteem up. They're healthy. They're happy. And February is Heart Health Month, in addition to it being Valentine's Day. And that's going to kind of be a couple of things that we talk about today in some of the things that you're covering this week, Rick.
Yeah, this is a big push this month for heart health awareness in the Southeast here, Sully. Heart disease is the number one killer amongst people that live in the South, so really important for men and women to keep up to date on how healthy they are and heart disease. Now we have some products for the home here that can help assist that we'll talk about today.
Yeah, you know, Rick, there are physicians of, you know, decades and centuries ago who probably would be mystified at the technology that exists today. For example, this CardiaMobile from AleveCore.com, it's just amazing what we can do with just a fingertip and a sensor now.
Yeah, AleveCore.com, they make these great products. Now, who would have thought you could have a portable EKG machine right at your fingertips, literally? So you put your fingertips on this little pad, and it attaches to your mobile phone and gives you EKG readings, not only to you, but also can be sent to your physicians as well. So with Valentine's Day approaching, this could help prevent a heart-related emergency. And, you know, in just in 30 seconds, this is FDA approved as well, so you know that this is going to be pretty accurate.
Just $99 too, and you could be in the doctor's office and they could be like, okay, well, we're going to recommend getting an EKG, and you can say, no, I got this.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to fly or not in the doctor's office, but you can guarantee you can't get an EKG reading at a doctor's office for $99.
I mean, you could give out EKG readings at the undisclosed Starbucks if you wanted to.
I'm not licensed or bonded for that, Sully, but I will buy somebody a Frappuccino if they want.
All right, I'm hoping that I'm pronouncing this correctly here, this Smart Health Scale from, is it KooGeek?
Yeah, KooGeek, K-O-O-G-E-E-K. I had the recent pleasure of meeting the CEO of this company, and they're all about affordable products that are for your keeping track of your health. So this is a smart scale. I've tried a few of these smart scales in the past, Sully. They haven't been that great. This one is phenomenal. So not only measures your weight, but also body mass index, body fat, your bone mass, total body water. It really does everything. And again, it syncs with Wi-Fi or Bluetooth to an app, and the scale is pretty durable, and it was great for anyone in your family to use it. When you step on it, it knows who you are. If multiple people use this, and it's only $40. This might be my buy of the year so far.
I mean, with all the features that it has, for $40, that is a deal, and certainly people wanting to keep up with their fitness and everything during the month of February, Heart Health Month, and every other month, certainly something good to get. And how about the sports tracker app and heart rate belt? This is good for maybe somebody who's out doing a little bit more than say, I am.
Yeah, and this comes out of Scandinavia, too. They developed a sports tracker platform and the products that go with it. I had at CES, I had kind of a demo done with sports tracker, the people there, and then three gold medal Olympians also were participating in it. So it's fun to see their reaction. So the app it's a social media platform. Through an app, it lets you share your fitness goals and your fitness progress with your friends. And it's not just for running or walking, really. Any sport, even niche sports, it'll take into account if you're doing those, and keep that information. The heart rate belt's $85. The app is free, and you can have a lot of fun with this.
Well, I've been doing some ice skating recently. Maybe I could get this and see how my heart rate's doing while I'm out there on the ice. I'm not a very good...
Ice skating would be one of the sports that this could help you track. So you may want to try sports-tracker.com.
Excellent. How about this Quell at quellrelief.com, an over-the-counter wearable therapeutic band for chronic pain?
Yeah, I can't think that having chronic pain is good for you or good for your heart. So, this is a platform and a wearable that you can put on different parts of your body, and it's a therapeutic device. Also helps with restless leg syndrome, and like you said, this helps relieve those little aches and pains we get from working out during recovery or while walking or hiking. So, this is a pretty good device to check out if you have that chronic pain in certain parts of your body.
All right, now let's talk about this Mocha Cuff and Mocha Heart. It sounds a little bit like something that you might order at Starbucks, Rick, but it's not.
The Mocha is spelled differently. This is MOCACare.com. Again, I like this company. So they don't have a lot of products, but the few they have are really dedicated to the heart. And they know that the heart is kind of the organ that keeps everything going in the body. And they have a Mocha Cuff. And then a Mocha Heart device that gives you blood pressure information. Again, very accurate, either with a simple thumb scan or wearing this little wristband. These devices will help you with not only the blood pressure, but blood velocity, heart rate, blood oxygen levels. A lot of talk about blood here, Sully, but it's, again, the heart pumps blood, and this is very important this month, and it's good to try these devices. Or, you know, nothing substitutes going actually to the doctor and seeing exactly what might be wrong with you. But this might give you some indications or some early warning signals at home that you may need to go get checked out.
I'm still just amazed, Rick, because if you go back just a couple of generations, if you go back 100 years, the physicians and doctors of that time would be absolutely unbelievable. They wouldn't be able to believe that the technology exists to do these types of things to improve one's health. And these devices are all at our disposal here, and we could get them delivered to our house if we wanted to.
And they keep advancing. The technology keeps advancing every year. Yeah, 100 years ago, Sully, we knew nothing about the heart. The physicians or the experts that were out there. Look how far we've come in a century, and look how far we've come with these apps since the advent of the iPhone in 2007. So who knows what the next 10 years holds? But we may not have to go to a doctor anymore. Maybe they'll come up on a screen, and we'll have all the equipment at home. We'll be able to do it all, and then find out what our diagnosis is.
You can follow Rick on Twitter. He is on there. His handle is Rick Roswell. And, of course, the hub for all things Rick, ricklimpert.info. And if you want to keep up with some of the gadgets and some of the things that he's talking about on this podcast, wirelesswednesday.live, a great place to do that, where he posts all of his updates throughout the week. And, Rick, we did talk before the Super Bowl. You were right. The Patriots won. But I have to tell you, I think you still see a lot of depressed faces out there in the wake
really
of that game. It's going to take a long time before the sting of this one is gone.
You really do, and I talked with a few people in the sports media business, and they didn't even want to turn on a radio or a TV for, up to 7 days. So it really hit the city hard because the excitement was at such a fever pitch heading into the game, a big letdown. And, the old wide world of sports, Sully, they used to have the thrill of victory and then the agony of defeat. We in this city sure learned what the agony of defeat was big time.
Well, I'm someone who thinks that everything is my fault, so
no.
I think that next time the Falcons get to the Super Bowl, I'm just flat out not going to watch and I'm not going to say anything, and that will be my contribution to helping them win, because I consider myself to be the curse because I got a little too excited, at halftime.
Well, the question is, the Falcons have only been in two Super Bowls in 51 years. How long before they appear again? That's the big question.
Oh, they got that Irish machine going over there with Danny Quinn and Matt Ryan. Let's do it.
Oh, okay. I guess we can make plans for next year in Minneapolis.
Rick, always good to catch up. Hope you have a great week, and thank you as always, my friend.
Sully, yeah, thanks for talking about this subject, Sully. It's really important, and have a good weekend.
And take care of that heart. Awesome, man.